Welcome to episode 171 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for December 15th, 2010. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In this week's episode of the Fredcast, the holidays are upon us. We're just 10 days until Christmas 2010, and so that means it's time for the Fred's Guide to Holiday Gift Giving. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes our special holiday gift giving edition of the Fredcast. Hey, fellow Freds, welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast. As I said at the intro, it is time for our 2010 edition of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide. This is something we've done a couple of times before. It's interesting. I was looking at my list just as I was getting ready to record, and I noticed there's a lot of items on this year's list that have appeared on previous lists. So this is definitely the definitive Fred's Guide, updated for 2010. So make sure that you put this in a convenient location so that your friends and loved ones know what to give you this holiday season. And what better place for your friends and family to find all of your holiday gift-giving needs but at Jensen USA. Jensen USA is a proud sponsor of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, and we're proud to have them here. And right now, Jensen is doing their 12 Days of Christmas. One new deal each day for 12 business days leading up to December 25th, 2010. And as always, Jensen USA has the best selection, the best prices, and the best customer service. As a matter of fact, a lot of the items that I'm going to mention today are coincidentally available on the Jensen USA website. And of course, there are links in the show notes to where you can find these items on the Jensen USA site. Go to www.thefredcast.com or jensenusa.com/thefredcast to find all of the items on your wish list and on your list for your friends and family for this holiday season. We thank Jensen USA so much for their support of the Fredcast, and we thank you for your support of Jensen USA. Well, I've broken this year's Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide down into categories, and we're going to start at a pretty logical place. A lot of people love to give books for the holidays, and I have a couple of choices for you this year, a couple of new books that came out, starting with Boy Racer, My Journey to Tour de France Record Breaker by none other than the fastest man in the world, the Manx Missile himself, Mark Cavendish. Now, at only 24 years old, it is a little odd that you would have an autobiography. However, Mark Cavendish is not your normal individual. Not only is he the fastest man in the world, but he can at once be full of ego and full of humility at the same time. You watch him come across a finish line when he's won a sprint, and you can see the ego, the competitiveness on the man's face, but then he tends to be a little soft-spoken and always thanking his teammates in the post-race interviews. And Boy Racer is his account of how he became the fastest man in the world. And if you've ever wondered what it's like in one of those bunch sprints at the Tour de France, this is the book for you. It's $14.93, available at Amazon. And yes, links are in the show notes. My second choice for this holiday season in the way of printed material, and of course you can get all these books in print and I believe also on your ebook, your Kindle or other electronic device. My second is by a man who was, well, anonymous for quite a long period of time. You may have read his blog. You may have read his columns in Bicycling Magazine. We now know his name. It's Eben Weiss, the Bike Snob of Bike Snob NYC. In his new book, Bike Snob, Systematically and Mercilessly Realigning the World of Cycling. Now, if you've read his blog or you've read his columns, I'm not entirely sure he'd approve of a Fred suggesting that you read his book. But if you enjoy cycling, and you must because you listen to this show, and if you enjoy humor and you enjoy hearing pretty much everybody and everything in the cycling world skewered in a humorous way, I think you'll enjoy the Bike Snob book. And once again, it's available at Amazon, and there are links in the show notes. Moving from books to DVDs, my first choice for DVDs this year is the story of the 2009 Leadville Trail 100, 100-mile mountain bike race and the triumph of Lance Armstrong in that event. This is Race Across the Sky, Leadville Trail 100, 2009. It's $28.95, and it's available on Amazon. Next up at $24.95 is the DVD of a movie that I recently reviewed here on the Fredcast, Bicycle Dreams. Bicycle Dreams is the story of the race across America, and it chronicles one particular year's event as the racers went from Southern California all the way across the United States. Wow, in just a few days. And it chronicles the individuals who are racing, the organizers, the support teams, the triumphs, the tragedies, the courage, and the insanity that is the race across America. If you are an endurance cyclist, whether you've done centuries, double centuries, full Brevet series, or you've looked at things like Furnace Creek 508, or God forbid, the Race Across America, this is the movie for you. As I said in my review, the movie at once made me want to do the Race Across America and made me want to run as fast and as far away as possible from the event. It really does show you that many sides of the event. This is Bicycle Dreams, the story of the Race Across America. Another DVD I think you'll enjoy, and this one is at an amazing price of just about $6 on Amazon, is the film that I also reviewed here on the Fredcast from 2007, The Flying Scotsman. This is the story of Graham Obrey, obviously from Scotland, and his attempt at breaking the hour record. And he does it while battling manic depression, a very, very difficult, well, what they call in the movie World Cycling Federation, which is a transparent attempt at trying to get at the UCI in real life. And he does so on a bicycle made from spare parts from, or scavenged parts from, a washing machine in his home. This is a spectacular film, both for the way that it treats Obrey's psychological issues and also for the way that it treats his dedication to cycling and his pursuit of one of the most difficult records in all of sport. This is The Flying Scotsman, available on DVD. This next pick is one that I think will sound familiar to you if you are also a listener of the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast, because a few weeks ago, we decided instead of doing our normal tips at the end of the show, we would talk about our favorite movies that concern cycling. And my choice, which was almost stolen by Carlton Reeve, was The Triplets of Belleville. Now, Triplets of Belleville is about $9.99 for the DVD. It came out in 2004. It was nominated for an Academy Award. And what's amazing about this is that there is no dialogue in the film. It is an animated film that tells the story of a young man who is kidnapped from the Tour de France and the three women who try to save him, the Belleville Triplets. It's charming. It's an engrossing story. It's extremely well done. The music is fantastic. The animation as well. I think that this is one that you will definitely enjoy. If you haven't seen it, it's rated PG-13, and this is The Triplets of Belleville. My final pick for DVDs for this holiday season, well, you can probably guess, because I think that this movie is on everyone's top 10 list as one of the best cycling movies of all time. Of course, you know that I'm talking about Breaking Away. Breaking Away is about, well, it's about cycling, but it's about lots more. Small town America, coming of age, the change from adolescence to adulthood, middle age, love, betrayal, disappointment, and of course, predictably, triumph. Breaking Away is perhaps the one film that if you ask most cyclists, perhaps around my age, they'll tell you that it's the one film that inspired them to get on a bicycle and the one film that they think about most when they are riding their bike, especially in a race, especially when things aren't going quite as well as they'd like. If you haven't seen Breaking Away, or if you haven't seen Breaking Away in a few years, or better yet, if you have kids and they haven't seen Breaking Away, Breaking Away is going to be a great choice this holiday season for you and for your family and your friends, and it's only $9, so you can't really go wrong. I can't tell you how many lines from this movie are constantly being quoted in my house, and I have a feeling that if you pick up Breaking Away for the holiday season for you or your friends or your family, you'll be quoting quite a few lines as well. So ciao, Papa, as we move out of our DVDs section, as far as DVDs for entertainment, and move into DVDs for training. Now, all three of the DVD packages that I'm going to recommend today, well, DVD or digital download packages that I'm going to recommend today for your holiday shopping, I've reviewed on the show before, so these names are going to sound familiar. And by the way, pretty much everything or a lot of the items that I'm talking to you about are either items I own or items that I've used, items that I enjoy. Look, it's the Fredcast, and you're getting the Fred's Holiday Gift Guide, so you're going to get products that I've used and I believe in. And the first one is the Epic Planet series of Epic Rides DVDs. I've talked about these before, and by the way, I'm quoted on their website as saying that their videos are, and I'm quoting myself now, absolutely gorgeous, and it's true. Alan and his team have managed to film amazing cycling destinations around the United States and have brought them to you in vivid, clear, beautiful cinematography. And I think that you'll really enjoy it. In addition to getting some great locations and some spectacular scenery, you're getting great routes. There's a dashboard right up on the screen so you can see what's coming up ahead, whether there's a climb or a descent. You're going to get training guides that come with it and that you can download. Also, some great music, including some music by our friends over at Cadence Revolution at cadencerevolution.com, and some power profiles so that you can use your Epic Rides DVDs along with something like a CompuTrainer, something we'll talk about a little bit later. Also, Alan's been really great. He's offered some amazing deals for Fredcast listeners in the past. He's got another deal now. If you go to epicplanet.tv/Fredcast, you're going to get the Texas bundle. That's Epic Austin and Epic Texas Hill Country. Normally a $59.90 value, now $39.95. So go ahead and check that out. That's epicplanet.tv/Fredcast. Now, as I mentioned, the Epic Rides DVDs can be used with a CompuTrainer with the Epic Planet Power Profiles, but it seems that the granddaddy of all CompuTrainer videos is the Erg video series from ergvideo.com. You'll recall that we've interviewed Paul Smulders, the creator, producer of Erg video several times here on the Fredcast, and I use the Erg Video's products on my CompuTrainer. And quite simply, the reason is because the way that Paul records these is such that what you are seeing on your screen, you are also feeling on your CompuTrainer, because while he is recording the video, he is simultaneously recording the power output of one or more of the riders in the group. And what you do is you input your threshold power so that while maybe, for example, let's say one of the riders on the video is a professional cyclist and their threshold power is, I don't know, let's pick 400 watts. And let's say yours is only 200 watts. You input your threshold power into your CompuTrainer and Erg Video gives you the same feel that that professional cyclist had, although you're not having to put out the same number of watts as that cyclist. I have found Erg Videos to be a great off-season training tool. I'm getting ready to go to Italy in July to tackle one of the, well, one of the most famous and most difficult Grand Fondos in the world, and I'm going to be using Erg Video as a cornerstone of my training plan, and I recommend that you do as well. Erg Videos are about $45 each or $59 each for the new high definition. Go ahead and check them out at ergvideo.com. And finally, there's a new kid on the block when it comes to training videos that I use. These are digital downloads, and they're called the Sufferfest. Also, I have reviewed these on the show as well. But for those of you who may not remember, what they do over at the Sufferfest is they take video footage that has been licensed by Sufferfest from the UCI. So you'll find some of the most famous races in the world. And they couple those with a tough training program of various intervals. And they don't call it Sufferfest for nothing. When you want to get on your trainer and have a fast, tough, but very beneficial workout, I recommend you check out the Sufferfest. They're only $10.99 each. And yes, there are links in the show notes. Well, since we talked about DVDs for indoor training, I think it's appropriate that the next category on this year's Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide is indoor trainers. And the one I want to start with this year is one that is high on my wish list, and this is the LeMond Revolution Trainer. I had the opportunity to ride the LeMond Revolution at Interbike just a couple of months ago, and to interview Greg LeMond himself about this trainer. This is a product, or at least a design, that LeMond himself has been using for many, many years, and he's now brought it to the masses through LeMond Fitness. What makes it different? Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, you do not use your regular rear wheel. Instead, your bike attaches at the dropouts to the LeMond Revolution Trainer. You attach a cassette to it and your bike is attached there, and you don't have to worry about putting on a trainer tire, although I do have a tip for that coming up. What to me was most remarkable, besides the fact that I'm not using my rear wheel, although I am on my own bicycle, what was most remarkable was that the design of this trainer provided the single most realistic road feel of any trainer I have ever tried before. And quite frankly, the price is reasonable. $499 without a cassette and $549 with a Shimano cassette. There's a link in the show notes. This is one that I definitely recommend you try out. That's the LeMond Revolution Indoor Trainer. Now, while I have my eye on the LeMond Revolution for my holiday list this year, something that you might want to put on your holiday list and the trainer that I'm currently riding is the CompuTrainer from RacerMate. Now, the CompuTrainer is not an inexpensive product. Starting at $1,629, it's more expensive than a lot of the bikes many of us are actually riding every single day. However, If you are serious about your off-season training and you want to increase your speed, your climbing ability, and your power output, CompuTrainer is clearly the choice of thousands worldwide. The CompuTrainer features an infinitely variable adjustment unit on the rear wheel that couples with a PC. Using it with CompuTrainer's spin scan technology or with their interactive real, well, what do they call them? They call them their real course videos. You have the opportunity to watch a video of what you're riding and feel the road as it goes up and goes down, and you can feel all of those adjustments infinitely on your rear wheel. I found that the CompuTrainer is a great off-season training tool, and RacerMate recently announced a new version of their software, which I think is going to take a great product and make it even better. Now, I recommended the CompuTrainer to a friend of mine here in Park City. I was over at his house a couple of weeks ago for dinner, and he could not stop singing the CompuTrainer's praises. So if you've got somebody very generous that you can ask for this product, this is one that is always recommended for your off-season training. And a lot of people use it for their in-season training as well. Because as the folks at RacerMate will tell you, if you use a CompuTrainer, you're able to get a more concentrated workout in a shorter period of time, and you'll see faster increases in fitness and power. That's the CompuTrainer from RacerMate, starting at $1,629. And rounding out the indoor trainer category is, well, it's a much less expensive product at $44.95. It's the Continental Trainer Tire. If you've got an indoor trainer and you've used your regular road tires with it before, then you've probably already experienced the reason why you need to consider putting a trainer tire on for your off-season training. And that's simply because the amount of heat and friction that's generated by using an indoor trainer is far, far different than what's generated when you ride out on the road. And you are very prone to blowouts using regular tires on a trainer. And that's why Continental and others have developed trainer-specific tires. Now, I use the Continental myself. I've used the same trainer tire for 4 years and have had zero blowouts ever since. These are extremely durable tires. If you buy one, it's going to last you quite a long time. So this is something that would make a great stocking stuffer or a present in its own right, the Continental Trainer Tire, for about $45. Well, from indoor cycling to outdoor cycling, one thing that's in common between the last category and this one is the electronics. So this is our electronics category, and this is where things also get just a little bit pricey, starting with a new toy that I have on my handlebars and one that I am really enjoying. This is the CycleOps Joule. Now, many of us have been using bike computers on our handlebars for 15, 20 years. And as you'll recall, bike computers, well, way back when, pretty much gave you just a couple of metrics. They gave you speed, and a lot of times they gave you average and max, and that was a big deal. Sometimes they gave you cadence, and they usually gave you some sort of an odometer function. Then heart rate monitors were all the rage, and you were able to interface your heart rate monitor with the handlebar mounted computer. And that was a big deal. And then of course came power. Well, one of the issues with all of these computers has always been that if you want to do some analysis and if you want to look at historical data, the easiest, and in some cases, the only way to do that was to take the computer off your handlebars and attach it to your computer in order to do the analysis and look at history. The Joule changes all of that. The Joule, besides being infinitely configurable with a variety of different data points and metrics right on the computer, on your handlebars while you're riding, And yes, the Joule is Ant Plus compatible, so it will work with your Ant Plus speed and cadence sensors. It'll work with your Ant Plus heart rate monitor, and it will also work with your Ant Plus power meter if you have one. And if you don't, I have some tips coming up about that as well. But where the Joule shines even brighter is in its post-ride reports. It'll give you basic summaries, but it's also going to give you detailed power analysis, including something that isn't available on any other cycling computer that I've ever used, Training Peaks TSS, or Training Stress Score, and IF, Intensity Factor. These are metrics that all of us who train with power are or should be using in order to evaluate the ride that we've just completed and compare it to previous rides. You'll also get a peak power report, all sorts of time in power and heart rate zones reports, and because you've also got an altimeter as well, you'll be able to get total altitude gained and lost and vertical ascent information, all of which is so helpful as you are evaluating your training. And the more training rides that you put into your Joule, the better the Joule becomes, the more history that it stores, and the easier it is to analyze where you've been, where you are, and where you are going. The Joule is $449 without a heart rate strap and $499 with, and it's from Ceres CycleOps. Well, if you're looking for an Ant Plus compatible cycle computer, one that will give you all of those metrics, the speed, the distance, the cadence, from Ant Plus sensors, of course, and will also read your power meter information, but one that is also a touchscreen and a GPS navigator that's capable of giving you turn-by-turn directions, then look no further than the brand new Garmin Edge 800. Garmin is, well, the pioneer in handheld GPS technology, but seems to be the one GPS company that is consistently coming out with cycling-specific units with the features and bells and whistles that cyclists are looking for both on-road and off-road cycling adventures, and also one that you can put in your car and get your turn-by-turn directions, take hiking or geocaching. The Garmin Edge 800 is $600. $49, and I know that this is at the top of many cyclists' wish lists for this holiday season. I just hope the elves at the North Pole are able to make enough of them to fill all of your stockings. Well, I keep talking about Ant Plus power meters, and so far I haven't told you about one. I've got two for you that I highly recommend, and they both look very different because they both go on different parts of your bike. The first is the one that is on my road bike at the moment. This is the Quark Synco Saturn. And the Quark Synco is a crank-based power meter with the strain gauges between the bottom bracket and the chain rings. I have found this to be extremely accurate and reliable, and I really like it because it sits out of the way someplace where I don't need to worry about it. And a lot of people believe, especially if you're a racer and you have a lot of different wheels, maybe training wheels, you've got cross wheels, or you've got race wheels. The nice thing about a crank-based power meter is that no matter what wheel set is on your bike, the power meter is still there. The Quark Synco, well, it's not inexpensive. It starts at about $1,495 and up. A very reliable, professional quality power meter. Their support is phenomenal. And of course, you would need a head unit like the Ceres Joule or the Edge 800, or even the Garmin Edge 500, which I've been using for a long time before I got the Joule, works very, very well with the Quark. This is a solid product and one that I can highly recommend. It's the Quark Synco Saturn. Now, if you are looking for a wheel-based power meter, look no further than, going back to CycleOps and Ceres again, look no further than the PowerTap. PowerTap is now and has been available in Ant Plus varieties, starting at about $600 for the hub and up. And of course, then you'd have to build that onto a wheel. PowerTap is, well, one of the standards in the industry when it comes to power measurement technology, and you can't go wrong as long as you're sure that you are only interested in having one rear wheel. PowerTap is definitely a way to go. There are, of course, as with all of these products, links in the show notes to where you can get more information. And again, PowerTap start at about $600 and then head upwards from there. And finally, if you've got an iPhone and you're looking for a way to get into power measurement without the need for a dedicated computer, iBike Sports has come out with their new iBike Dash. We had the opportunity to take a look at it at the Interbike show. There's really two versions here. One of them, which does not include power but will be compatible with Ant Plus sensors, is the iBike Dash cycling computer. It's a housing, which they call a phone booth, for your iPhone 3G, 3GS, or 4. That is water resistant, it mounts on your handlebars, and provides basic cycling computer readings in a very nice iPhone app, and again, is compatible with Ant Plus sensors. That goes for about $199. But if you want the full iBike power measurement technology in the same phone booth type system that uses your iPhone, well, then you'd go for the iBike Dash with power, and that goes for about $649. Now, I've gotten a lot of flack from listeners because a lot of listeners have told me, and this was a quote from a listener recently, that they believe that the iBike is more religion than science because the way that iBike measures power does not take into account directly your pedal force or the force going onto your chain or onto your rear hub as other power measurement technologies do. Instead, the iBike is using a complicated system of air measurement, pressure measurement technology, tilt, and sort of gyroscopic instruments, if you will, in order to gauge your power output. And it does this by applying a mathematical algorithm that it has been refining for years and years and years. And I think for a recreational rider, what you're looking for is relative changes, increases and decreases in your power output from one ride to the next, from one day to the next, from one week to the next. The ability to take one device, which most of you are carrying with you on your rides anyway, put it into a protective case, and then get either the reading from your Ant Plus power meter, if you have one, in which case you're getting the accurate readings from your strain gauge, or to use the iBike technology or religion, as the listener called it. I think what's most important is that you get those relative readings. You can spend 2-3 times more on traditional strain gauge technology, but if you are looking for relative power output, you're going to get it with the iBike, and you're going to get it in a device that you're already carrying with you and in a very sleek, protective package. Now, closing out our electronics category are items that more and more of us are carrying with us when we go out on our rides. We call them helmet cams, but I've seen them mounted everywhere else on bikes and on our persons when we're out on rides, on our chests, on our backs, on our seat posts, on our fenders, on our forks, on our handlebars, on our stems. Helmet cams are everywhere. And whether you're using it to document just a spectacular ride in Moab, or whether you're using it to document your daily commute because, quite frankly, you're terrified about motorists and you want to be able to document what's going on out there on the road, there are two specific helmet cams that I would recommend. The GoPro Hero HD helmet cam and the Contour HD 1080p full HD helmet cam. They are both very reliable, well-tested, and well-regarded. Small cameras, wearable cameras that you can take with you, whether it is on a mountain bike ride, a road bike ride, a beach cruiser ride, or as I did in Amsterdam earlier this year, on a commute from your hotel to a trade show. I know lots of people who wear them skiing and hiking and surfing, all sorts of outdoor pursuits. Each of them go for about $299. Great Christmas presents, great stocking stuffers. These are items that everybody wants to have. Go ahead and check out the GoPro Hero HD and the Contour HD, both available for about $299. Well, moving from electronics to more soft goods, let's talk a little bit about apparel and jewelry. Of course, cyclists are always looking for all kinds of new apparel, new things to wear to show off their love of cycling or to help them in their cycling performance. And if there's one thing that every cyclist always wants, and this is, well, it's borne out every time I go to a race, a cycling event, a trade show, cyclists are constantly on the lookout. Come on, you know, right? New pairs of socks. I can't tell you when I come home from trade shows how many new pairs of socks I come home with, and I'm always excited to come home with them as well. Two companies that I strongly recommend, both of whose products are top-notch, and you can get all sorts of great designs in socks. Defeat, their socks start at about $9, and Sock Guy, their socks start at about $9.95. Both companies have great designs, and each company has its own special attributes when it comes to quality and workmanship. And you can also find from both companies other accessories, whether it be arm warmers, leg warmers, base layers, and others. I do have links in the show notes to where you can get more information on both Defeat and Sock Guy. But if you're looking to give a gift to the cyclists on your list and you want to give multiple gifts, or you just want to spend a little bit of money, you can't go wrong with socks from Defeat or Sock Guy. Now, cyclists aren't normally known for the jewelry that they wear, but I've seen two particular types of jewelry that cyclists have been wearing these days. Those of you out there who may be familiar with artist Kathleen King, she's the one who does those colorful and very imaginative bike scribbles. She has recently come out with a line of bike scribble pendants displaying her artwork and also displaying the wearer's love of cycling. Her pendants go for about $46 and they're available in sterling silver. My wife has one. She wears it all the time. It's a beautiful way to show off your love of cycling and your love of art. And there are links in the show notes to Kathleen's website where you can check out her pendants and her art. Another piece of jewelry that I've seen a lot of cyclists wearing, and one that I think would make a great gift for the cyclist in your life, is a bracelet that resembles a bicycle chain. Now, these are not old chains that are all greasy that have been used before, but typically these are chains specifically made for wearing, and they're made out of stainless steel or sterling silver or titanium or a variety of other materials. It makes a great statement both of in your love of cycling, and it also makes a great fashion statement. I do have a link in the show notes to one that I found on Amazon for about $30, but I have seen others at Kohl's for about $200 as well. So go ahead and check it out. It's a great idea, once again, as a stocking stuffer or maybe a gift for the person in your office who's really into cycling or even just for yourself. And the last item on our category of apparel and jewelry is an item that I finally received this year. I've been asking for it for year after year after year, and I had the opportunity this year. I was given this this holiday season, and I'm so excited. This is the jersey from the Republic of Anaerobia. This is the national team jersey of the Republic of Anaerobia. And if you're familiar with Anaerobia, of course, you know that their national slogan is Veni, Vidi, Vomiti. I plan on wearing this as I try to climb some very difficult mountains in Italy in the Dolomites, because I guarantee that I will resemble an Anaerobian as I hit the summit of many of these climbs. I've seen these on riders at centuries and doubles in the past, and I've wanted one for the longest period of time, and now I have a Republic of Anaerobia jersey, and I am a proud owner of a Republic of Anaerobia cycling cap. I think that you will enjoy having a Republic of Anaerobia jersey, and you'll certainly enjoy giving it to your friends, especially those of whom you typically beat to the top of the mountains. The Republic of Anaerobia jersey and the cycling cap combo go for $77, and you can find that at 11gear.us, and of course, there are links in the show notes. And the last category in this year's 2010 Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide, well, I'm calling this one miscellaneous because it's a lot of smaller items that would make excellent small gifts for the cyclist on your list or to add to your list of items that you would like to get this year. And starting with, and this is something every time we do a gift guide, whether it's here on the Fredcast, and I looked back at all the notes from years past, or whether we do it on the Spokesman, this one comes up every time because this is something that every cyclist needs. And again, makes a great stocking stuffer, just something added that we can all use. And it's simply tubes. We all need them, we all use them, and it never fails that when we get that catastrophic puncture, the one that we can't repair with our tiny little patch kits, we tend to be out of tubes. And so you can never have too many tubes on hand, and so I highly recommend that as a gift for the cyclist in your life. And something else that we can all use from time to time, especially on longer rides, or maybe if we haven't been riding for a while, as is the case for me, chamois cream, because, well, sometimes you just need it. And the two that I recommend, the ones that I use, I've used chamois butter in the past, but the one that I find that I use the most, especially on longer rides or on multi-day rides, is the Assos chamois cream. Chamois butter goes for about $9 a bottle. The Assos chamois cream, a little bit more expensive at about $20, but definitely worth it for that little tingle that comes along with it. The other thing for the cyclist on your list, something that I always recommend is Road ID. Road ID, if you're not familiar with it, is a bracelet or an anklet or something that goes on your shoe that tells in an emergency when you can't tell your name, where you live, your emergency contact information, any medical issues or drug allergies or interactions that you have so that emergency responders will be able to help you and get you back in touch with your loved ones and ensure that whatever help they give will not cause more harm than whatever it was that caused you to not be able to speak to the emergency responders. I know many of you are already wearing your Road ID. Don't forget, this makes a great a gift as well. The other thing that Road ID is now making is a little device called a Firefly. It's a small but very bright light that you can attach to your bike for those times when you get caught out in the dark. Road ID goes for about $19.99 and up, and the Fireflies start at $12.99. Another thing that all cyclists can use is a good lock, and I always recommend locks from Kryptonite. They have a wide variety of locks, from light cable locks for that quick trip to the grocery store to the heaviest, beefiest, forget-about-it locks for those of you who are in high-crime areas and want to ensure that your bike is as secure as possible. And if you are going someplace where you're going to lock up your bike, or you know somebody who is, maybe they're a bike commuter, perhaps one of the most treasured gifts in any cyclist's life is a good messenger bag. And there are three companies that I always recommend. I own bags from each of these companies, and I use them interchangeably. Timbuktu, Chrome, and Crumpler. I've got links in the show notes to all three companies. A lot of times it's a style issue, or maybe there's a feature of one bag over the other that you like, or that the cyclist in your life might like. So go ahead and check out all three of those. Now, I'm often asked about products that I use, and a lot of the ones that I've talked to you about so far in today's show are products that I use, but the one product that I use all the time on every ride is a water bottle. We all need to stay hydrated, whether we're commuting or whether we're out training up high mountains in a lot of heat. I've used a lot of water bottles, a lot of hydration systems over the years, but I have settled on one now that is my favorite that I take on every ride. And that is the new Camelback Podium Ice bottle. First of all, their podium bottles have that innovative valve that doesn't clog, doesn't spill. You don't have to worry about grabbing it in your teeth and opening and closing it. It just works all the time, every time, on every ride. And the ice bottle is fantastic because I have not found an insulated bottle that works as well. And there's two reasons why. One, it keeps my drinks colder longer. Very, very important. And two, a lot of insulated bottles are very stiff. When you go to squeeze them, it takes more hand strength and you just don't get a lot out. Somehow Camelback has engineered this to where you can squeeze it and it just feels right and you're able to get the drink all the time, every time. That's the Camelback Podium Ice. Strongly recommend that. Again, it's a great gift item at about $20. Now, I travel a lot. Those of you who follow the Fredcast on Facebook or on Twitter know that it seems like lately I'm on an airplane almost every day for business. And that means that I'm in a lot of hotels. And if there's one thing that I can't stand, it's hotel lobby coffee. And even worse are those little coffee machines in your room. You have no idea when the last time they were cleaned, what went through them. They're just icky. So instead, on the advice and on a tip from Tim Jackson from Mozzie Bicycles, I am looking very seriously at the Aerobi AeroPress coffee and espresso maker. This looks like the most amazing device. Extremely portable. You can make a single pot of a single glass or cup of coffee, but you're going to get good quality coffee. You can get your Kinetic coffee or even your Bike Snob NYC coffee. We talked about him earlier on the show. But you're going to get a good cup of coffee every time. You're going to get it as strong or as weak as you like. You're going to get an espresso or just a regular decaf coffee if you like. Simply by carrying this with you, it'll fit in your carry-on and you're going to know that it's clean, excellent coffee every single time. Goes for about $31. Not bad. Another item that I think would make a great gift for the cyclist in your life or for yourself, a lot of states now are offering license plates for your cars that help support cycling advocacy programs within your state. These are so-called Share the Road license plates, and you can either get them personalized with whatever combination of letters and numbers you'd like, or you can just get them with whatever combination the state decides to give you. But this is a great way to not only show your support, but lend your financial support to cycling programs within your state. So check those out. I know we have them here in the state of Utah and a lot of states all around the United States. I think that makes a great gift. And finally, for the cyclist in your life who enjoys looking at fine bicycles and strong, beautiful female bicycle racers, there is the Cycle Passion Calendar. I bring this up every year. I get some really positive comments, then I get some negative comments. But you know what? These are actual professional bike racers that are in this calendar. It's very well produced. It's the Cycle Passion Calendar. Goes for about 36 euros. I do have a link in the show notes to that. And then our friend Marcus over at Cycle Film produced an excellent video on the making of the Cycle Passion Calendar. You can get that for £15.99 on the Cycle Film website. And yes, of course, there are links in the show notes. Now, every single product that I have mentioned on today's show, links are provided in the show notes. For full disclosure, I've got links to Jensen USA, and I've got links to Amazon.com, and I've got links to the various websites of those companies whose products can't be found on those websites. I put the Jensen USA in there, of course, because we want to let them know that you're listening to the Fredcast. And of course, if you go to the Amazon links that are in there, you're going to pay the same regular price, but you're going to help support the Fredcast as well. And while we're on that subject, you're doing a lot of holiday shopping. A lot of you are buying at Amazon. Why not go through the links at thefredcast.com? You're going to get the same great Amazon prices and service that you normally would. and a couple of pennies are going to come back to the Fredcast to help support the show, and that is always greatly appreciated, as is your support of our fine sponsor, Jensen USA, at jensenusa.com/thefredcast. They're getting ready to close out their 12 days of Christmas 2010, but you're still always going to be able to find great prices, great selection, and great customer service at jensenusa.com/thefredcast. We thank them for their support. Well, if you'd like to stay in touch with the Fredcast, go ahead and check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. And of course, for all the goings on every single day and all sorts of commentary and, you know, topics about great falafels that I found in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, go ahead and check out our Twitter feed. That's twitter.com/Fredcast, or Facebook, facebook.com/Fredcast. If you'd like to send an email, the email address is thefredcast@gmail.com, or go ahead and send an audio comment to the Fredcast listener hotline at area code 661-513-FRED, or 661-513-3733. And of course, as always, we appreciate your support of our sponsors, and we appreciate your donations that you can find a link to at www.thefredcast.com. Well, it's time for this week's edition of PodSafe Cycling Music. And while this week's music was chosen by me, I do want to mention our friends over at the Cadence Revolution at cadencerevolution.com. The Cadence Revolution was also nominated for a podcast award, as the Fredcast was. We'll find out this weekend how both of us did, but we really appreciate their support and their friendship of the Fredcast. And you can find the Cadence Revolution at cadencerevolution.com. The Cadence Revolution is your weekly podcast of PodSafe music that's perfect for your indoor cycling, once again, at cadencerevolution.com. But this week's PodSafe Cycling Music came to us from Music Alley at musicalley.mevio.com. This is Jeff Smith. It's a holiday tune, and it's called Some Christmas Huggin' and Kissin'. And before we get to it, just know that this holiday season, I'm sending out my hugs and my kisses to you, my listeners, to thank you for 5 years of the Fredcast, to thank you for being here from episode one all the way through episode 171, which is kind of a misnomer, because if you think about all of the daily tours and special shows I've done, we're well in excess of 250 shows. And I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for staying subscribed and for telling your friends about the Fredcast, for supporting our sponsors and sending in your donations, and just generally sending me your emails to let you know how much you enjoy the Fredcast. It is my pleasure and my privilege and my honor to have been doing this for 5 years, and it will continue for, well, as long as I can imagine. I love doing it. I love that you enjoy it. So thank you for the last 5 years of the Fredcast. All right, before I get all verklempt and emotional, we're going to get out of here for tonight. I hope you enjoyed this 2010 edition of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide, my gift to you. And hopefully, you know, give this download to some of your friends and family, and hopefully you'll find some of these great gifts under your tree or in your stocking. To all of you, have a very Merry Christmas. I hope you had a great Hanukkah, and I hope you're going to have a happy Kwanzaa. And if I don't get a chance to talk to you, or you don't get a chance to listen between now and December 31st, the happiest, healthiest, and most prosperous new year in 2011. This is David Bernstein, your humble producer and host of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. We will be back shortly with another episode of the Fredcast. But between this show and the next, enjoy the music, enjoy your gifts, enjoy your family and the time together and the holidays, but most of all, enjoy the ride.
Oh yeah. Well, the temperature's dropping, and again I'm all alone out walking tonight. I used to have a spring in my step, but now something is missing, and I know it's not right. Last year I was good, and oh jolly Saint Nick was true to his word. I was the top of the list of all those who were blessed. But this year, I don't know. I give back those toys and gadgets and knickknacks that he left under the tree. Don't need the sweater and the jacket and the eggnog. I've had it and it's no good for me. This year I've been thinking that I don't need a thing you could hide in a box, it's true. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is some hugging and some kissing from you. I'd give up my iPod Shuffle or my BlackBerry. I don't need to make any calls. No, don't need my sling box, baby. You could call me crazy. I don't watch it at all. The magic bullet, the toaster, or the thing that makes the roast beef I saw on TV. Or my brand new Fender Telecaster, it don't mean nothing to me. No, I give back those toys and gadgets and knickknacks that he left under the tree. Don't need the sweater and the jacket and the eggnog, I've had it and it's no good for me. This year I've been thinking that I don't need a thing you can hide in a box, it's true. All I want for Christmas is some hugging and some kissing from you. Yeah, you know what to do. So come on, baby, don't leave me blue. And I'll be here. Let's start something new. Gadgets and knickknacks that he left under the tree. Don't need the sweater and the jacket and the eggnog. I've had it and it's no good for me. This year I've been thinking that I don't need a thing you can hide in a box, it's true. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is some hugging and some kissing and some squeezing and some loving and some sweet turtle doving. It's all I ever wanted on my Christmas morning was you. All I want for Christmas is you, baby.